Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bob, it's been a rough year for predictions for me.
For me, too.
No, you're always smart on predictions.
Three.
And the irony is that you don't even like making predictions. You
I
always
don't
argue
like
against
prediction.
It. You always say, how can we know? To which I say, that's why it's a prediction. We don't know. And yet, you're better at it than me, and I'm ashamed. And I have a feeling I'm about to become more ashamed.
I don't know about that.
Because we're going to listen to our Pirates time capsule. I believe this was recorded... Well, let's see. It would have had to have been the end of March. Isn't that when the season started in Miami?
March 27th is
was
when
the time capsule?
The time capsule was officially closed for the year.
Oh, my God. Well, Limits, I'm going to hand this over to you. I've forgotten. I think I know approximately what my season win total was. Everything else I've forgotten, who I picked to be their breakout player, all that crap. And I'm dreading the revelation here. I'm absolutely dreading it. Why don't you take over here, give some of our picks, play some clips from that time capsule. We shouldn't talk or laugh over these because it becomes very confusing for the listener, whether it's the actual time capsule or us live. You know what I mean?
Right.
So you tell us how this will go. Please, the floor is yours.
I'll play a couple of clips, but I'll mostly just read off some of our predictions and we could banter on it. And I want to start with this. Biggest surprise for the Pirates this year.
Bob?
Henry Davis emerges as a regular player by the end of the year.
Oh, Bob!
I thought it would happen.
Joe is just weeping.
Well, I will say this.
The thought of Henry
His
Davis.
Defense got better. His defense got better. Now the offense needs to follow.
I take back everything I said. Plus, I broke my own rule of laughing live during something that got taped.
I can't wait to hear yours.
All right.
Oh, my gosh. If you thought that that was interesting, listen to the reaction to that.
Ooh. Biggest surprise for the Pirates, I'm going to say that Jiwon Bae becomes a very, very important regular contributor to the Pirates.
Jiwon Bae!
Give me a hand. Give me a hand on that one, Bob.
That's going to the freezing cold takes Hall of Fame.
That was 10 times worse than yours.
At least Henry's still here. Is Jiwon here? I mean, coming up at the end of the
year. I don't know. Why did I think that? What was I thinking? Are you sure that wasn't the year before?
No, I'm sure. 2025.
Oh, my God.
Exclamation
point.
Was
he even on the roster?
He started the year on the roster, yeah.
Why did I think that?
And then they demoted him after like four games. Remember when he tried to steal a base like four different times?
Yeah, because he can't play baseball. What got into me?
At least
he stopped and started about four times, and then eventually was thrown out on the base.
Oh, my God. I'm humiliated in front of the whole city.
I didn't expect that one at all.
All right. <What's>... Even Ron's laughing at me from
even
Fort
Ron,
Myers.
Yes, even Ron is laughing at you. I also was just really dumb what I ultimately thought was going to be my biggest surprise because I said that Paul Skeens would throw a no-hitter, and then, Joe, you made fun of me for picking that, so I ended up picking Colin Holderman would lead the team in saves.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
No.
Colin Holderman would lead the team in saves.
Oh, we forgive you, Limits. What's next?
Yeah, that was really bad. Biggest disappointment, I think we hit on it pretty well. Joe, you said that Mitch Keller would be bad again late in the season. He was up and down.
He was up and down.
Okay, late
no,
in the
wait
season.
A second. That was a good prediction, Bob. He was bad again late in the season.
Is that what you said? Late in the season?
That's exactly okay. what I well, said. You, I said yeah. Mitch Keller would be bad again late in the season. Let me read you his ERAs for...
Well, I got worse as the year went on, that's for sure.
August was 6.52, and then it was down to about 4, which isn't bad, in September. But from the trade deadline on, his ERA was near 5.
Yep, not good.
Thank you, Limits.
So you're right.
I'm just trying to make up for the G1 Bay disaster, Bob.
Bob, you said the biggest disappointment. You hit this one right on the head. Key Brian Hayes for the Pirates would be the biggest disappointment.
I did hit that one on the
Anybody
head.
Anybody could have said that.
Yeah, you could have.
I mean, he stinks.
You could have. You didn't. That was
what
a good
did you
trick.
Say, Limits?
I said that Andrew Heaney would be a flat-out disappointment for them. Andrew Heaney.
I forgot he existed. Wait, who is he?
Remember he had like a great month
of
April?
Oh, he was a pitcher.
Yeah, he was really good in April.
He ERA'd like 2.5 and everybody's like, whoa, a steal that Ben Cherington got here.
He was horrifying. All right, next.
Infielder who would hit the most home runs after that number, Joe, that last year they had like 32 home runs combined from their infield.
Yes.
Joe, you picked Nick Gonzalez. Bob and I both ended up picking Spencer Horwitz. Spencer Horwitz had 11. Nick Gonzalez had 5.
Good prediction, gentlemen. Didn't we predict their overall home run over-under for the starting
infield?
Yeah, I think
we did for the starting infield.
For the starting infield, yes. At 30, it was 32.5, and I think we all said under.
And I think we were right.
Yeah, I think so.
When you if you have Hayes, IKF, Gonzalez, and Horwitz, it was under 30.
Under 32,
Yeah, it was under.
So that was right.
Pathetic.
Unbelievable. The next one was most home runs. We all went with O'Neill Cruz. We were all correct. Mm-hmm. O'Neill Cruz led the team with 20 home runs.
I'm proud of us, Bob.
Most steals. Bob and I both went with O'Neill Cruz. O'Neill Cruz did lead the team with 38 stolen bases.
Joe went with G1 Bay, didn't
Joe
he?
Joe went with G1 Bay.
You love that G1 Bay.
He just steals.
A big impact player.
He was. No, forget it. There's no coming back from that one,
that's
Bob.
That's funny.
All right. Next.
All right. The next one was who would lead the team in average. Joe and I both went with Brian Reynolds. The player that led the Pirates in average was?
Spencer Horwitz.
Spencer Horwitz. It was not Brian Reynolds.
My God, on this team, that guy's Mickey Mantle on this team.
You're saving this up for me. I did something.
Bob, would you like to guess who you picked to lead the Pirates in average?
I don't know. Is it Henry Davis again?
No.
My version of
Bob, you're in the right area of the field. You picked Joey Bart to lead the Pirates in average.
At least it's not G1 Bay twice.
Actually, that wasn't that bad now that I look at it. Joey Bart. 1, 2, 3, 4. He was fifth.
I'm going to say Joey Bart.
He was fifth.
I'm going to say Ryan Reynolds as well. Joey Bart, Bob. No further explanation was given.
But
Bob, that's
give.
Not that bad. I said G1 Bay.
Joe gave Ryan Reynolds.
Oh,
here we go again. Saves,
disaster.
Though. Joe and Bob, you both said David Bednar would lead the team in saves.
Yeah.
I picked Colin Holderman to lead
boy.
The team in
Nobody
saves.
Had Dennis Santana.
That one hurts.
The saves leader was Dennis Santana with 19. Colin Holderman had 3
okay.
saves. How many games will Henry Davis play? Over, under 81 games.
Mm-hmm.
Joe says under. Bob, by the end of the year, you said over, and I also said over. Henry Davis this season played 87 games. He hit the over.
Barely over.
Yeah, but we
barely over.
G1 Bay, how many did he play? Did you pick him for that too?
No, the next category was how many games will Jack Sawinski play over under?
Oh, no.
81 games. Joe said over. Bob and I, or Joe said under. Bob and I both said over. Jack Sawinski did not nearly play that many games. And at the moment, he played 59.
He should have not played that many.
No.
He shouldn't have played any. Next.
How many games will Key Brian Hayes play over under 95 games? This was being with the Pirates. Joe and I both said under. Bob, you said over. Key Brian Hayes, before he was ultimately traded to the Cincinnati Reds, and remember that did happen at the deadline, with the Buccos this past year, played an even 100 games.
Good for you, Bob. Nice prediction.
But I knew he'd be bad.
And how about that number at 95? Vegas gave us a great number. Vegas Bechtold picking it there.
I gave us the numbers, Limits. Or did you?
I think we collaborated on it.
Okay.
How many errors will O'Neal Cruz have in the outfield? Joe, you said over, thinking that O'Neal Cruz might have 5.5 in one game. Bob said under. I said over. How many errors did O'Neal Cruz end up with in the field this
11?
Past year?
Wait, what was the number? Over, under what?
5.5.
Okay. And he had, how many did he have? 11, I think, right?
He had a lot.
I think he had 11, though.
Yeah he did. I'm looking at it right now.
That's so hard to make 11 errors in the outfield, I think.
Very, very hard. I think he got better, too. I think he became a much better outfielder, which is saying something when you still make 11 errors. That is incredible. Yeah. Aren't there guys who go through a season with like one or two?
I mean, the Pirates had Tommy Pham out there. I don't think he made. How many did he make? He was actually good defensively for them.
Tommy Pham.
Yeah,
errors. Did we pick an over-under on how many ushers would beat a fan with a belt, Bob?
Or how many advertisements
or how many bricks would be crushed in or how long the bobblehead line would be resulting in...
I didn't get my bobblehead that day, Bob, for the Mac Miller bobblehead.
All right, what else we got?
Thank you to my friend Alex for giving me one, though.
Thank you, Alex.
Here's this. Next up, who are the Pirates all-stars or singular all-star?
Tommy Pham for me. It's going to be Paul Skeens and Paul Skeens. Just Paul Skeens.
So, Joe, you went with just Paul Skeens.
Yes.
I'm going to say it's going to be Paul Skeens and Joey Bart.
Oh, my God.
More Joey Bart. But just wait. It gets worse. It gets worse. I have Paul Skeens, O'Neal Cruz, and an unnamed reliever. A reliever that we're not sure who will break out yet.
Wow.
That will be the one that helps them to also get a third All-Star in. Three All-Stars. I said they'd have three All-Stars.
An unnamed reliever?
Yeah, Dennis Santana could have been an unnamed reliever. Just somebody that appeared out of the abyss.
Bob, you were high on Joey Bart.
I don't know why. Well, he had 14 home runs.
I thought he was
going to be better.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
I thought the catching situation
would be
improved.
You're talking to a guy who thought G1 Bay was their breakout player. Next.
All right, we also did a little bit of some other topics, including players who will drive us the happiest. We all picked Skeens. Players that will drive us the most insane. David Bednar made the cut for us.
Mm.
When would Jared Jones debut for the team? We all picked June. I don't even think Jared Jones ended up pitching in a game this year, correct?
No, that's right.
No, because they said originally it was just they're going to take some time, and I thought he'd get back, but that was wrong.
When will Bubba Chandler get here? Late May was the overall consensus. Bubba Chandler was not here until
late August. That's what made him the numbers dip in AAA.
Yeah, he dipped.
I guarantee he was messed up by that. He thought he'd be up here well before then.
Right? Who will have more wins, Derek Shelton or Terry Francona?
Oh, no.
We did not pick Derek Shelton, and he did not have more wins.
Good picks by us. Anything else?
More home runs, Brian De La Cruz or Jack Sawinski? Is what we ended up
going with. It was Sawinski. Did De La Cruz even play in the majors?
I think he played like 20 games and he maybe hit one home run.
And our Sawinski final, at three or
our
something like that.
Final win totals. Joe, you picked 79 and 83. Bob went with 80 and 82. I went with 78 and 84. The 2025 Pirates won 71 games.
Oh, wow.
Went backwards after 2 years of 76.
Who did we have in the World Series limits? Do you have any... National picks.
I'm glad you asked, because the worst pick of them all came from your friend, the savvy young news hound. Joe, you picked the Phillies to beat the Orioles in the World Series. Good pick there with the Phillies.
Orioles are going backwards 100 miles an hour. It's unbelievable.
For some reason, I had Bob having the Yankees and the Pirates in the World Series. I don't think you actually picked that, Bob.
No, I didn't pick
but I think
that.
You jokingly said the Pirates, but you had the Yankees winning the World Series. Are you ready for this one, fellas?
Yes.
Your friend Limits picks the Baltimore Orioles to beat the Atlanta Braves in the World Series. Neither team went over 500. Neither team made the playoffs.
I don't blame you. Injuries were a huge factor.
Atlanta was
both
a team coming into this game. You thought for sure they'd be in the playoffs.
Are you ready for an even worse prediction by the savvy young news hound?
Please.
Joe and Bob both picked Tarek Skubal to win the American League Cy Young. Your friend Limits picked Shane Bieber, who ended up getting traded at the deadline and didn't do much of anything.
Justin Bieber got more votes than him, Limits.
Yes. NL Cy Young, we all picked Paul Skeens. AL MVP, Bob went with Gunnar Henderson. Joe and I both went with Bobby Witt. It should be Cal Raleigh. It might end up being Judge. NL MVP, I went with Mookie Betts. Joe, you had the correct pick with Otani. Bob went with Juan Soto of the fleeting Mets, who fell apart.
Not a bad pick,
he did
Bob.
Okay. He had 44 home runs, I think, but they just
– I'm going to pick Otani till the end of time.
Yeah, you should. He should win it, hands down.
Joe, you were right with the Phillies winning the NL East. Bob and I both went with the Braves. We all went with the Dodgers in the West, and we're correct with that. I picked the Cubs. Joe, you picked the Cubs to win the Central. Bob with the Reds. Neither of us – none of us had the Brewers winning that division. We all picked the Orioles to win the AL East. So much for Toronto. They weren't in our rearview mirrors. And in the NL, in the AL Central, I did pick the Guardians. Bob, you picked the Royals. And Joe, you picked the Tigers, who ended up getting the best of the Guardians in the playoffs.
Yeah, they lost a 10.5 game lead in September, Bob, or I would have been right.
But that was still a good pick. They were the dominant team for a long time.
And we all picked Paul Skenes to win the NL Cy Young, which he will.
Well, that's pretty good. Some good laughs.
Not too bad.
Some good times were had by all. I can't wait till next year.
The time capsule officially stays open for all to judge and see.
I love that, Bob.
It's funny when you think about it at the beginning of how things change. G1 Bay
and Joey Bart and an unnamed reliever. What a story. All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. This is What's Cooking, brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Bob, we've had some... I don't know if I remember, like the NFL is wild all the time, but back-to-back weeks like this with these crazy comebacks and endings, or was it 2 weeks ago where all the blocked field goals happened?
Yeah, that was a couple of weeks ago.
That was insane. And now yesterday, I mean, my best example is I'm watching the Eagles and the Broncos. My daughter-in-law being a huge Eagles fan, she's happy, everybody's happy, we leave. I never turned the game back on. It just seemed like it was over, like Denver couldn't get anything done. They score 18 unanswered fourth quarter points. Are you kidding me? And then Philly almost wins it, by the way, on a Hail Mary.
Yep.
But Denver comes out with a win. Just a crazy day. Let's get your thoughts on some of these games, if you would, Bob. Are you ready?
Let's go.
Vikings 21, Browns 17. Your thought on that
one? I thought it was Dylan Gabriel played better than I thought he would. Their defense in Cleveland was supposed to be the strong suit, but they allowed an 80-yard touchdown drive to win the game. So,
my thoughts, Carson Wentz, he's had some rough moments, but man, he's tough. He takes a beating and keeps coming back. He almost beat the Steelers late, and he did beat the Browns late. Good for Carson Wentz. Seems like a decent chap, and he's back in the NFL, and I think he's playing okay. Colts 40. Raiders 6. My thought on that game is, Pete Carroll, what have you gotten yourself into?
Yeah, especially because his quarterback's throwing more interception than anyone else in the game right now, and they thought he was going to be a massive increase in their production. I also think that Indianapolis is legit, and it starts with their run game. Jonathan Taylor is so good, and because of it, Daniel Jones hasn't made mistakes. He just relies on that. He'll make accurate throws when need be. They're a very good team.
Next game is Saints 26 and the Fighting Jackson Darts 14. And I blame Donnie Football for this, Bob. Jackson Dart started like 9 for 9 with 2 touchdowns. He was running all over the place. And at 1:43 p.m., Donnie Football sent me a text that said, "Your boy looking sharp," with 3 exclamation points. I said, "Dart board," in response to that. And then 2 hours later, almost to the dot, Donnie texts back, "He's been terrible since I sent that text. Bob, he crumbled. He fumbled when nobody was around him. And he threw 2 interceptions, and it was a blanking disaster after that."
It's just part of the ups and downs of coming from being a first-year quarterback. You know, and the first game was so good, people expected that to be the same thing moving forward. You're going to have some – and even teams like New Orleans, Joe, there are teams out there that are good football teams, have good players on them, I should say. They're not a good football team, but they have players who can make it tough on you, and he learned that yesterday.
Cowboys 37, Jets 22. Your thought?
George Pickens, 5 touchdowns, stepping up, man, as I thought he might. And again, it's only 1 year. I've said from the beginning, I would have kept him here, but then I would never have signed him, no matter what, at the end of this year. But I would have used his motivation to get that bling at the end of the season.
My
so
thought
far, that's happening.
Is the Jets are the most pathetic franchise in the NFL. Dolphins lose to the Panthers 27-24. My thought is, how long are we going to go with Mike McDaniel here?
I think soon, the way it's going. That's a game they had to win. They had the lead. They had a 17-0 lead in that game.
44-10 Texans at Ravens. My thought is, I enjoyed the end of it. J.J. Watt was saying the Texans didn't like some things that happened with the Ravens in a playoff game they had and also in a regular season they had in recent years. And they were still going for the jugular when they were up like 34-10 late. It was rather enjoyable, Bob.
Did you know the Ravens are still, at this point, favored to win the AFC North, even though they're
1-4? That's crazy.
That's what it is. Kay Adams put it on her Twitter site. Baltimore's at -105. The Steelers are +130.
That makes no sense.
No, because they don't have – these guys are going to be out for longer than just this week.
Matt Ibuike's out for the year. I don't know when Lamar's coming back. Roquan Smith, Kyle Hamilton, Ronnie Stanley. It's a disaster. Titans 22, Cardinals 21.
Oh,
I didn't catch any of this. You were just catching me up on it. What a crazy finish. And what the Cardinals are just never going to get it.
No, and that's – I know you like their team, and I did too. I thought they had some people on it. But when you make the kind of mistakes – they have this guy named Amari DiMarcado, and he had a 72-yard touchdown. They were leading 21-6 at the time. That would have made it 28-6, except – he gets to the goal line and then decides to flip the ball out before he crosses the goal line. How many examples have there been?
Why do people do that?
I don't know. But that changed everything. And then they had a crazy interception, fumble, turned into a touchdown. Plays I've never seen.
Including recovering an onside kick, which nobody ever sees anymore.
And then getting the game-winning touchdown.
The Fighting Baker.
Field goal, I'm sorry.
Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold. And all I could think about is what might have been with the Steelers getting one of those guys and having him be a 10-year quarterback for them.
There were guys available. Both were available. Both were in Carolina's roster. Both put on a show yesterday. Never before have you seen what they put up, which was over 350 yards passing and less than 10 incompletions.
Lions 37, Bungles 24. You could make an argument that the Lions are the best team in the league and the Bungles are the worst. I don't know that Cincinnati wins another game without Joe Burrow.
Unless they make a trade and get a quarterback. And then again, who do you get? Who would be that person? So they're stuck with what they have, and they're going to be a bad team.
Commanders 27, Chargers 10. A lot of people really liked the Chargers or liked them, me included, but the injuries are adding up. The bookends on their offensive line are gone. They don't look like the same team, and this was Justin Herbert's worst game. And Washington, that's a big win to go into L.A. and come out of it 3-2.
Steelers got to go there later in the year, and that is a tough place to play. Washington's getting it together, and you can see their quarterback now, Jalen Daniels, is really ramping up his play.
Debo Samuel looked like the Debo from about 4 years ago, too. He was great in that game. And last and very much least, the whiteout in Buffalo. And as I asked Limits earlier, who had the worst whiteout, Penn State 2 weeks ago or the Bills last night? I went into a Bills apparel store 2 days ago, Bob, 3 days ago. It was a weekday, whatever day it was. And I'm thinking, it's 2:30. I'm out in this little town called Depew. And there are people lined up outside of this place. Why? And then I go in and it still didn't register. It was the whiteout, all the jerseys for the whiteout. I still didn't get it upon leaving. Like, why was everybody in there? It was for whiteout stuff. It didn't work. The Patriots are actually a better team than the Bills. The Bills were unmasked last night. They have a great quarterback and not much else.
Well, New England has a great quarterback and a defense that, even though you may not know many of their names, they deliver. So that's going to be a team with their schedule that's going to win some football games. By far, one of the most underrated teams, I think, coming into the season, and they've lived up to it. They could be 4-1.
They really could. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Sunny today with a high of John Stallworth, 82, and a low of 54. Zach Frazier, Fan Weather, brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Really glad to be back today. Open the show with my sad family news. My old, elderly, I'll say, parents, both approaching 93, passed within the last couple of weeks, which was rather incredible that it happened that way, Bob. But man, the support that I felt from you, everybody at the station, so many friends, Limits right here, just everybody was amazing. People telling me that, you know, emotions will come in waves and things like that.
And they do.
And I guess ultimately the feeling is gratitude for them having lived a long, vibrant life together, and also for all everything they sort of bestowed upon us kids, and that they were able to go once my dad had a stroke and my mom was going to be put into assisted living, that they just went peacefully and without pain, you know, at the end, or at least not a lot of it, quickly and peacefully once things really started to get bad. And I'm thankful for that. So it's mostly the feeling that I have today is gratitude, but it was just a whirlwind.
Well, you're right. They had wonderful lives. I know they were proud of you, but you had to be proud of them for all the stuff they did. It's tough to be parents. You sacrifice a lot for your kids, and we all know that now that we are. They did that. And the one thing you can know moving forward is that they were proud of you. They were proud of what you accomplished in your life. And that's all you can do as a son or daughter. You make your parents proud. You know, you have a reputation to uphold, all that stuff that matters, and you've done that well. And they knew that. And you had a chance to say goodbye in person, be there as it happened. Honestly, Joe, that's the best thing that can happen. Is if you're there, it's bitter, it's hard to go through, but then you're there for it. You have conversations that you might not have had it been a different circumstance.
Yeah, I appreciate
that, Bob. So condolences
to
you, and we'll always be praying for your family.
Thanks, man. And I'm glad to be back. Glad to be talking sports again. We got a big football game on Sunday. Limits, thank you.
And your golf game
will
resume today, I imagine.
Yeah, it's going to resume.
Yeah, overwhelming support on Twitter, on the text line. People texting me to reach out and say to you that they're all thinking about you and sending their condolences for you and your family. And we wish you well with everything that comes next, Joe, and your family always.
Thanks, man. I think as I get older and we do some of these events on anniversaries of the station and stuff, I realize, and I'm always shocked at how many people listen, Bob. Like,
oh,
if we'll say anything and
it's almost like it's part of their day. They become part of a family in a way, you know,
because it's truly amazing to me because it's just me and you. It just feels like we're sitting at a bar right now, but we're actually on the radio.
But isn't that how it should be? It's just like you're just having a conversation like you would with anyone else.
Right.
So
it turns out a lot of people are listening.
So because of that, people feel they know you well, and they should, because what you do is how you are. You're sitting here for 4 hours telling people your feelings, your thoughts, so they understand that, and they know you well because of it.
Well, it's been great working with you guys on this show. We got many more, including Limits. It'll be you and I tomorrow. See you, buddy.
It will be.
All right,
guys.
Have a good day. Condolences again, Joe.
Thanks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.